bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
Hey.
Bring them out, bring them out.
Yeah.
Bring them out, bring them out.
Hey.
Hey, what a weekend for sports. Regina Thunder just improved to 2-0 after beating the Calgary Colts 49-16. And the Riders.
Let the record show that halfway through 2025, the number one team in the Canadian Football League and the 8-1 Saskatchewan Rough Riders.
Yeah, the Riders prove why they are the best team in the league.
The cream of the crop. Nobody does it better.
Yeah, 8-1 after that 29-9 win over Hamilton at a sold-out Mosaic Stadium. Yeah, they got there. Joined on the line now by Belton Johnson, part of the Green Zone Game Day coverage. Grey Cup champ, Belton, wow is all I can say about that game.
Man, you know, the way I see it, Kevin, it's that game, you know, that was another, I'll call it another dominant performance by the Riders. And, you know, it looks like this team is in full swing right now. And, you know, I do have to give a hats off to that Rider defense because they were swarming. They were hitting, what, 6 sacks, 2 interceptions. I don't think it could get any better than that, man.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of times, and we'll talk certainly about quarterback Trevor Harris. But, yeah, that was the thing that really stood out to me a lot in this game, Belton, was holding, what, the highest scoring team in the league up to this point to just 9 points. Right. The defense, they were on it.
They were. And, you know, earlier on in the year here, you know, when they just rushing 3 and 4, they weren't getting a whole lot. But, you know, within the past, what, couple games here, you know, they're rushing 5 and adding in 1 and they're reaping the benefits of all that. And when you get pressure on a quarterback, you know, that's where the interceptions and everything come as well for that secondary. And again, they locked down Kenny Lawler, who's a great receiver, right? And like you said there, Kev, they absolutely shut Bo Levi down.
Belton Johnson on the line with me this morning. So Trevor Harris, he throws 3 touchdowns. You know, I was thinking about this. And isn't it nice this season, Belton, that we don't have to have a lot of these questions about the quarterback? Uh-oh, who's going to be the second and third string and who's going to play? And there are no issues at the quarterback position this year at all.
No, there's no issues at all. Trevor Harris, you know, I got to say he's probably got to be up for MOP talks, right? Just the way he's, you know, what, over 70% completion still, you know, for a number of games here consecutively. And, you know, when they're throwing that deep ball, he's hitting the receivers in stride, Kevin, man. Like, you don't get any better than that. And, you know, just the weapons he's have, the protection he has, everything is bowling very well for this team right now.
Are you at all concerned, Belton, with kicker Brett Lawther missing 3?
I was hoping to get away from that one, but
nope, you're not.
I think we got to be worried, right? Yeah, he hit a 59-yarder, fine and dandy. But, you know, come down the stretch here, he's going to be relied upon. He's going to be – they got to need him, right? And I just, you know, 60-some percent complete or field goal percentage – to me, that's not cutting it at all, man.
Before I let you go, I'll ask you point blank, Belton. Is this the best Riders team that has been assembled?
The best? I mean, they're 8-1, and I still see them winning at least 5 more games here. You know, so I'm going to have to say yes, Kevin. And I guess maybe it won't be the best until, you know, Grey Cup time as well, right?
Well said, Belton. Always appreciate your time, man. Thanks for this.
Hey, have a good one, Kevin.
Belton Johnson, part of the Green Zone game day coverage. We have a bit of breaking news this morning from Air Canada, the very latest on the flight disruption. Well, Air Canada says the Canada Industrial Relations Board has declared the strike by the company's flight attendants illegal and is ordering the union's leadership to direct its members to return to work. The very latest information we have from Air Canada this morning. And in this case, workers should be going to work. We'll see how the union responds to this.
So have a good time. The
7:53. Hey, Shake the Lake is coming up this Friday and Saturday. We have weekend passes to give away for you this morning. Two pairs of passes. We're going to play a mash of songs here. What I need you to do is name these three artists performing at the festival. Three artists. Ready? Here we go. Okay, once you have the artists, text in to 1-877-300-7275 along with your first and last name and where you're from. Artists, your name, where you're from, and we'll give those tickets, those two pairs of passes away after 8 o'clock to the lucky winners. A growing number of non-smokers in Canada are being diagnosed with lung cancer. You're hearing it in the news this morning, Lisa Schick. Canadian Cancer Society estimates about a quarter of people with lung cancer in the country never smoked. So what's up? The society says radon exposure is the number one cause of lung cancer among non-smokers. The invisible radioactive gas from the breakdown of uranium in soil and rocks, something Health Canada says is present in every home to some degree, especially high here in the prairies in southern Saskatchewan. In Regina, readings are comparatively higher than many other parts of the country. I remember hearing this a while ago, so we tested our home for about a year. And yes, we were above the guideline, not just in the basement, but also upstairs where we spend most of our time. So we had a radon mitigation system put in, and it immediately brought our numbers down. It's basically a system that vents it out of your home. The company who put it in said they are routinely busy as more and more people learn about this. I remember when I was getting it installed, it said, you can go outside at any point and there is radon in the air. Now, it's obviously not to the point where, you know, you'd go outside for a walk and have to worry about, you know, issues on your lungs. But when you're in your home and you are on the lowest level that you live on. So if that so happens to be your main floor, you don't have a basement, you're just on your main floor and it's really high, that is when these companies say it can be a concern. And you're hearing more and more about it now. Lung cancer is still one of the deadliest killers out there. And so a lot of these companies now are just busy putting in these mitigation systems in Regina, and I can imagine in many other places across certainly Western Canada. A celebration to last throughout the year. 8:14. Hey, we're going to give you one last chance here to enter for Shake the Lake weekend passes. We have a giveaway this morning, two pairs of passes that we need to give away. We're going to play a mash of songs here. What I need you to do is name these three artists. Name the artists performing at the festival. Ready? Here we go. Okay, once you have the artist, text in to 1-877-300-7275 along with your first and last name and where you're from. And we'll be giving those tickets away within about the next 10 minutes or so. 10 minutes to enter in for two pairs of passes to Shake the Lake coming up this Friday and Saturday. Well, the Regina Red Sox just won the Western Canadian Baseball League Championship. Regina was in the final against Sylvan Lake, winning that best-of-three series. 2-1, joined on the line now by Red Sox President Gary Brotzel. Morning, Gary, and congratulations. You're a champ now.
Yeah, thank you. I love that lead-in song. I was getting pumped up again.
What a way to end the season, Gary. Like, you guys, have you had time to think about the team's unlikely run to the final and how they cap the season off in such perfect fashion?
Not a whole lot of time. No, the boys got home off the bus there, and a lot of them have left actually already, so some have to get back to school, so it's a whirlwind. We were booking flights and getting them all ready to head off. But yeah, there's a few still hanging around leaving today, but it ends abruptly, and it's a lot to take in for sure.
I want to take us back to game two, because I was I'm reading here, and in the ninth inning, you guys are down. The Red Sox are down, what, 6-4? And you have to, you know, like, Sylvan Lake is three outs away from ending this championship series in two games, but Regina did not quit.
Yeah, we actually scored 6 runs in that inning. And that was funny. Like, we hit the ball hard the whole game. I think we had left stranded, I don't know, 16 runners or something to that point. We were always getting our first couple leadoff guys on, first and second, none out. Couldn't move them over to third, you know, score one, but kind of miss that one big hit that would blow it open. And then finally, in the ninth inning, it was just crazy. It was just like bang, bang, bang. We just came forward. Everybody was just hitting the ball all over the place. So, it was quite the last inning for sure.
Red Sox president Gary Brotzel on the line with me this morning. Gary, remind listeners through all the challenges this season, because this was truly a year of the highest of highs, as we're talking about, but also the lowest of lows for the club.
Yeah, you know, before the season, days before the season, we tragically lost Jesse Lubinicki, one of our pitchers, in a vehicle rollover coming home to play for us. And we had to deal with that, and it was tough. We had a lot of really close friends on the team, and we struggled. We struggled, I would say, for almost a month. I thought we just weren't the same. And then early July, we lost our whole starting rotation, 1 to injury, 3 signed independent pro deals. So we lost our whole rotation, and a week later, we lost pretty much 3 of our back end closers. But we retooled. Our coach Ry Pathakis got on the phone with some college coaches. We found some players that hadn't played college ball. They were just sitting around home doing nothing, basically. And a couple were working, and we convinced them to come. Took them a while to get back into shape, but once they started getting some at-bats and pitchers getting some innings, kind of all came together.
Ragtag bunch of would-be champions. They just didn't know it yet, Gary.
Ragtag group of unbelievable, gritty, never-say-die ball players is how I would describe it.
It seemed like Regina really supported the team in the playoffs, coming out to Curry Field. How was the support through the regular season?
You know, our regular season was good. We had some terrible weather at times, rain and wind, and right through the league, actually. I think we had a rainy season like this a few years ago, and Alberta didn't have a ton of rain, so I think they kind of just, yeah, whatever. The guys in Saskatchewan can deal with it. This year it kind of turned a little bit, and the Alberta teams probably had more rain than we did. So, it was crazy. Kind of fight through that. I think at one point, I think we played like 14 games in, not even know, 10 days or something ridiculous. We had 3 doubleheaders in a row.
Wow. So I guess I'll leave you with this. When do the championship shirts and hats go on sale?
You can go to our website right now, actually. Our clothing folks at Kenora Design threw some together actually minutes after we won. I think we sold like $2,000 worth in 5 minutes. So yeah, there's stuff on there, and there'll be more added as we figure it out. And actually, I was up early this morning looking at a few websites and how to get a ring designed. And yeah, we still got lots going on.
Well, Gary, thanks for your time, and once again, congratulations.
Oh, thanks. Just want to thank everybody in Regina for getting behind us, and can't do it without a ton of volunteers, billets, and of course sponsors. And it truly was a community effort to win this year.
Regina Red Sox president Gary Brotzel talking on a championship in the WCBL. Just 24. Hey, it's a happy Monday for a couple lucky individuals. We have our winners. We have selected who won 2 pairs of passes to Shake the Lake this upcoming weekend, Friday, Saturday, along Wascana Lake, just by the Kinexus Arts Center. We were asking this morning to name the artists in this mash. Here was the mash. Answers this morning: Trooper, The Kings, and Finger 11. Those were your answers. And our winners: Kelly Hanna from iTuna and Brent Temple from Here in Regina. Congratulations, Kelly and Brent. Producer Frank will text you back and give you some more information about how you can get those tickets. Congratulations. Shake the Lake this weekend, Friday and Saturday. Coming up here to close to 8:30, 5 minutes away, and some breaking news this morning from Air Canada. It says the Canada Industrial Relations Board has just declared the strike by the flight attendants, those unionized 10,000 flight attendants, illegal. The strike illegal, according to the Canada Industrial Relations Board. Now, it's ordered the union's leadership to tell its members to return to work. And the strike that has grounded hundreds of flights during the busy summer travel season. Now, the union ignored that federal return to work order over the weekend that was issued. Federal Jobs Minister Patty Hajdu says it's going to binding arbitration and there was a back to work order. But the union said no, ripped up the agreement and took this matter to federal court yesterday. And unionized workers were picket lines at major airports across the country. It said the walkout will continue until a fair contract is reached, while the airline wants to have its planes in the sky by tonight. We'll continue to follow this developing story for you. CJME News time is now 8:27.